It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Artists are often noted for their ability to capture the zeitgeist of any given time or generation. But what if that cultural moment is ongoing? Artist Torquasse Dyson is known for her large-scale sculptures and multimedia installments, and she's just been named the Robert Guathme Chair at Cooper Union. In conjunction with her appointment, she's launching an installation called I Can Drink the Distance. And WNYC's cultural critic, Rebecca Carroll, spoke with her for this week's Rebel. She joins us now. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
All right, so for our listeners who are not familiar with Dyson's work, what can you tell us?
She's a visual artist, but she's also a very cerebral artist, and all of her work is about tracing the history of Black bodies. And she's created this kind of timeline, which is inescapably urgent because it's constantly discovering how the Black body and Blackness exists in America, which, of course, has been an urgent issue since the founding of this country.
And what about her new installation? Again, it's called I Can Drink the Distance.
Right. I asked her about that title, among other things, and here's some of that conversation.
The title comes from this notion that I'm considering around the Middle Passage, where people were abducted and put on ships and traveled unwillingly through the Atlantic without a particular sense of direction. So I am thinking about those Black bodies understanding distance before direction. And in the idea of climate change and movement, as we think about climate refugees, direction isn't always overdetermined, but I think that as we begin to become more nomadic, distance will again be worn on our bodies.
So she sees a connection from slavery to climate change and modern day migration, and how Black bodies have discovered ways to self-emancipate through that adaptation. She also spoke about what motivates her to create.
When I discovered that I could be a creative person and that creative condition could teach me things that other systems were not, when that occurred to me, that's when the work started, really. The practice is actually, and I say this often, I'm just trying to desperately live up to Blackness, right? How can I understand it? Blackness to be a true kind of condition of liberation in my work, constantly live up to the kind of ecosystem, like the ecotone, right? The ecotone of Blackness.
And she's also got this really interesting approach to thinking about movement and even time, it sounds like.
She really does. And I asked her about what a sense of urgency would mean to her or feel in her work now. And here's what she said.
I guess I think that the ongoingness is about a forever urgency. When I think about nowness, the nowness is most prevalent in the work in the midst of the making. So I think that the urgency of the nowness is a sort of individual creativity that happens in the studio. And the velocity, the intensity, the impact and the emotions that come out of all of the violent conditions around climate, race, degradation, like all of that kind of urgency comes out in the making. So the urgency is there, but the overall practice and what may be a contribution is I'm just trying to get into an ontological condition, a line of people, a line of persons that have been responding to an urgency that's ongoing, right? So I'm trying to make work that hopefully I'll ease my way into a forever people who have productively and effectively made change and or just made work that proved that they weren't crazy, that
Amen
they weren't
today.
Invisible.
Amen today. That really struck a chord for me because she's talking about ideas that I think about and write about and talk about every day. And it just feels like the notion of urgency has been predetermined by people who don't think about mm-hmm. these ideas mm-hmm. every day. Yeah. I think what's also remarkable about her is that you hear her describing the concepts and her practice in this sort of broader overarching way, but I would also add that her art is very Black. As she said, she's always trying to rise to Blackness. And at least for me, as a Black woman, I see that ambition, that aim, that promise in every piece she makes.
You can see Torquasse Dyson's installation, I Can Drink the Distance, which opens March 26th, and Dyson will give an attendant lecture at Cooper Union on April 2nd. WNYC's cultural critic, Rebecca Carroll, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.